This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
We haven't really gone full steam into college basketball on the show just yet, but eventually I do want to get there because it is one of the more exciting sports to watch, especially at the end. We saw a really good ending to the Iowa game last night coming down to the final seconds. But from a betting standpoint, I think college basketball has to be the most frustrating sport to bet on, because at the end of the day, sometimes you are betting on 18 to 22 year olds to make their free throws. And there is nothing worse than seeing you lose your cover because a team misses not one, but both free throws at the end of a game.
I forgot how much you hate kids that miss free throws. I'd forgotten that we'd had this conversation before, but you are a big proponent of making your free throws, particularly when it comes to covering the spread. And I feel you on that. It's maddening. I've only made two college basketball bets on this show so far this year. Guess what? They're both losers. I'm still trying to find my footing. And that's what makes tonight's game between Duke and Ohio State so interesting, is that I think I have the right side, but I probably don't. I don't know. I'm still dipping my toe in and figuring out the college basketball landscape. I got to figure it out.
Yeah, and then looking at Duke this year, it was a team that was terrible against the spread last season, actually one of the worst teams against the spread in all of college basketball, because sometimes I feel like they were just living on their brand alone. However, with Banchero this season, the all-star freshman that's expected to be one of the top players in the NBA draft come this year, I think they are probably the play tonight going against Ohio State. The spread on this one is Duke -3.5 on the road here in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. We've got some good games in this format, but Duke, I think, is the play here. The Blue Devils 7-0 this season, 3-1-3 against the spread, so not the greatest team to bet on, but for me, it is their big win against Gonzaga on the road. And that's the key. You look for college basketball teams that can perform not only at home, but also on the road in tough environments. And especially early on in the year, if they can notch that kind of win against one of the best teams in college basketball, I think that's a team that I'm willing to lay some points with. Ohio State, pretty talented as well. 4-2 this year, but only 2-4 against the spread. I think this is a short number that Duke can certainly cover, especially with the talent they have with Coach K's squad this season.
Yeah, everyone focuses on Paolo Banchero, but I think the guy that I love watching is Trevor Keels and what he can do and take advantage of smaller guards. He can hit from outside, he can drive, he can hit buckets in the interior. But what scares me here, Chelsea, is that this number seems way too short. Now, the game is in Columbus, so that is an advantage for Ohio State, but like 90% of the money and 80-something percent of the bets are on Duke. And we're still sitting here at -3.5. So I'm with you. I think Duke is the right side. I think this number should be way bigger. And that's why I feel like it's maybe a bit of a trap, because it just seems way too short. This feels like a trap game to me. I'm not going to bet this game. I am going to watch it. I think it'll be fantastic basketball, particularly this early in the season. But the Buckeyes, remember, under Chris Holtmann, they are 40-12 at home, so they're very good in Columbus, and this number just seems like a trap to me, so that's why I'm not going to play it.
I totally get that, and at some point, Duke's going to cool off because they are undefeated this season, and this is a good Ohio State team with some talent. Another trend that might be worth looking at is Ohio State. Five straight overs for the Buckeyes, and Duke has hit the over in three of their last four games. However, this total is really high at 147. I think I would lean towards the under just because I think they can get some pressure. And when you're talking about a close spread and teams that obviously really want to win this game, I think the under's probably the play, but I haven't really dipped my toe into college basketball totals just yet because I don't know. I feel like that's the trickier way to bet on college basketball unless you have a really strong angle, and I just don't on this one.
Yeah, I don't either. And particularly early in the season, and this goes for any sport really, teams are still solidifying and gelling and coming together and becoming who they are. So you do get that inconsistency that maybe you don't expect early on because chemistry forms and then guys come back from injury or they leave because of injury, and then we have a better idea of who teams are sort of mid-season, and that's the way I try to approach most sports, unless you have an angle where you can find the value. And particularly in college basketball, you don't find the value on big matchups like this one. Now, they're fun to bet on because you like to have action on them. But if you want to find the value, it's at those smaller schools that bettors aren't really paying attention to. And it's certainly not Ohio State and Duke.
Yeah, I guess you could look at it that way as well. But I don't know. This seems like a short line for a Duke team that's been really good this season. And like I said, they've been a good team on the road so far as well with that big win over Gonzaga, which I'm trying not to overreact to because I know it is just one game, but still, it's an exciting young team and a team that I think that can cover this number against Ohio State.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.